Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The FBI continues to investigate last week's mob riot at the Capitol and make arrests that include current and former military service members. NPR's Tom Bowman reports a domestic terrorism problem within the ranks may be more serious than officials realized.
A senior defense official tells NPR there are 143 notifications of investigations by the FBI last year of former and current military service members. Of these, about half, or 68, pertain to domestic extremism. The vast majority are former military, the official said, many with unfavorable discharge records. The official said most of the cases involve anti-government activity, including attacks on government facilities and those in authority positions. One-fourth are associated with white nationalism. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
With Joe Biden due to be sworn in as president next week, security in Washington, D.C. tighter than usual, and governors around the country beefing up security at state capitals where demonstrations are expected to begin tomorrow. President-elect Biden laying out his plan to speed up vaccine distribution in the U.S. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Biden's proposal comes as he calls the current rollout a dismal failure.
Biden says his incoming administration will use the Defense Production Act to maximize manufacture of vaccines and better coordinate with states to speed up the distribution of the shots. He also says states should move to vaccinate frontline workers and people 65 and older. Biden added that the nation remains in a dark winter, with infection rates up 30% and the daily death toll averaging between 3 and 4,000.
Health officials are warning that the new, more contagious coronavirus variant, first discovered in Britain, is spreading fast in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it will likely become the dominant version in the U.S. by March and is urging states to issue new restrictions. India has launched what it's calling the biggest vaccination campaign in the world. The first dose is being administered today, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Mumbai.
The first Indians to be vaccinated today were nurses and other frontline healthcare workers, including this woman, Anamika Kumari, in the eastern state of Bihar. I feel fine, she says, encouraging everyone to follow suit. India has approved two formulas, the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine and another from an Indian company called Bharat Biotech. The latter is still in phase three clinical trials, and some scientists and public health experts say it was rushed out too quickly. Recipients do not get to choose which one they receive. India aims to vaccinate 300 million people by July, but it could take 2 years to vaccinate all nearly 1.4 billion Indians. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
And you're listening to NPR News. The government has carried out its 13th and final federal execution under the Trump administration. Dustin Higgs was executed overnight after the Supreme Court cleared the way. He was the third inmate to receive a lethal injection this week at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. The Trump administration resumed federal executions in July after a 17-year pause. Joe Biden has signaled that he will end federal executions. Stocks lost ground this week after hitting record highs the week before. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that investors were discouraged by rising layoffs and falling retail sales, effects of the ongoing pandemic.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled plans for nearly $2 trillion in new federal spending to combat the pandemic and the economic pain it's caused. But Biden acknowledged things are likely to get worse before they get better. The spike in new infections led to an uptick in layoffs, with more than 1.2 million people filing claims for unemployment during the first week of the year. The Commerce Department also reported a sharper-than-expected drop in retail sales in December. Bars and restaurants suffered a particularly big hit. All that weighed on the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 0.8% during the week. Both the S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ lost about 1.5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Final results from Thursday's election in Uganda expected today, with most votes counted. Returns show longtime President Yoweri Museveni with a commanding lead. His main rival alleges widespread fraud. Bobi Wine arrested several times during the campaign and tells NPR today that no one is being allowed in or out of his home. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.